This title is narrated with virtual voice, computer-generated narration for audiobooks. Eternally Yours by E. Vaughn. 1. Tears misted Penny's eyes as she stared at the gold-embroidered wedding invitation with calligraphy-styled letters in the center. Though she attempted to ignore the tightness in her chest, she placed her hand over her heart. Penny closed her eyes as she remembered the exact moment Chad told her he'd fallen in love with someone else. It ended her dream of him eventually proposing to her. The soft buzz of the other restaurant goers faded into the background when Chad casually announced, "Penny, there's something I need to talk to you about." Penny sat up in her chair and pasted a smile on her face. Her pulse raced and her knees bounced up and down beneath the table. This was it. Her cousin Delaney had called her earlier that week to inform Penny that Chad was spotted at a jewelry store. Later that day, Chad texted to say he'd made reservations at La Bella's, Penny's favorite restaurant. She'd spent the week preparing for this special night. The right dress, the perfect do, and a sexy pair of heels that squeezed her toes so tight she would be sure to get blisters. But it didn't matter. She wanted everything to be just right for this moment. She'd even gotten her nails done at a fancy salon, even though the sound of a file sawing away at enamel made her cringe. "Yes, Chad?" She gazed at his handsome face, still unable to believe this gorgeous man was her boyfriend, and soon to be fiancé. He was the typical blonde, blue-eyed, all-American male, straight out of a high-end clothing catalog. And yet he'd chosen her, some people would say wasn't on his level. She would soon have the last laugh. He took a deep breath and glanced away. "This has been a long time coming, but I can't keep doing this." She furrowed her eyebrows. This was a funny way to start out a proposal. "What do you mean?" Chad raked his fingers through his hair, but still his eyes didn't quite meet hers. "You and I, we've run our course. I will always care for you, Penny, but I've met someone else." Penny cocked her head to the side. No, she couldn't have possibly heard him correctly. "What?" His gaze finally met hers. "I'm just not feeling this anymore." The room seemed to spin around her and Penny's heart started beating out of control. She clutched the edge of the table, hoping she wouldn't pass out from shock. "Penny, are you okay?" Chad asked, as if he didn't drop this bombshell on her as casually as if they were talking about the weather. "Who is she? Do I know her?" "It's Barbara." If Chad had punched her in the chest with all his might, it couldn't have possibly felt more painful than this. Her body stiffened and her lungs refused to push out air. Her head grew fuzzy and lights danced before her eyes. Penny willed herself to remain upright. "Don't pass out. Don't pass out." This was a nightmare. It had to be. Any second she'd wake up and be underneath her cozy weighted blanket. She pinched herself. "Fuck." He coughed awkwardly. "Well, I hope you can be mature about this and not make a scene. We're both adults, and I think the two of us can walk away from this no hard feelings." "You son of bitch," she hissed through gritted teeth. "You're dumping me for my cousin, and have the nerve to say that. I thought you loved me. We've been together for 3 years. How did this happen? Were you seeing her behind my back?" Chad's pale skin deepened to a bright red as he glanced away. Penny's heart plummeted even farther. "I see. How long has this been going on?" He shrugged. "It doesn't really matter. Most guys would have taken the coward's way out and ended this over the phone or ghosted. I'm granting you the courtesy of doing this in person." Penny pounded her fist on the table and jumped to her feet. "What I deserved was not to be cheated on with my cousin. I deserve for you to not bring me to my favorite restaurant like everything was okay, just to dump me." By the end of her tirade, tears streamed down her cheeks.